Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We thank you for your patience. We're good now. We're live. Elder Lawyer, if you can, just work the controls from that side.
Sure.
Right. Let's start off with the 754 and work our way down, and we'll get that one later. All right. 754 area code, Lucifer and control over the earth. The secret satanic controllers are now tearing down America. What are you prepared to do? 754.
Shalom.
Shalom. Your name and location.
This is Sister McKenzie from Florida. I just wanted to say this. I work in an urgent care, and I wanted to bring out about the vaccines, also what Shapat was stating. It is true, Elder. The company that I work for, they have started rolling out the vaccine, and it has gotten so bad. I mean, the calls, we were so busy scheduling. It was so busy. The phones, we could not stop the phones. And it's sad because people are under a psychosis. These people, I had a doctor, she was freaking out because I guess it was New Year's Eve and we had to cancel all the appointments. And she's like, I'm going to come down there. I'll do it myself. People are going crazy for this thing. And I asked my manager, I said, okay. So, and people were asking whether it's Pfizer, whether it's Moderna. And I asked my manager, I said, okay, so what happens when all the first roll of set of people come in for the Pfizer and they have to come back 21 days later? What happens if you run out of Pfizer? So they have to take Moderna? And she says, yes. And I said, so isn't that, did they not mention anything about mixing the vaccines? And she says, well, that's not our problem. That's the company. Yep. And she said, that's the company's problem. And it's crazy because Moderna has a different time of which you have to come back for the second one. Pfizer is 21 days later and Moderna is 28. And a patient had asked me, and he made a valid point. He said, so I know I have to come back 21 days later. I mean, does it spoil? I said, sir, I don't know. Well, what do you think? I said, well, I'm not taking it, so I'm not sure. He's like, I'm just scared about it. I'm just like, you know, why would you get it if you're, and he's like, I mean, these things, it's crazy. So as far as for me and what I'm doing, I try to be on guard. I try not to talk about it. My coworkers, they say they're not going to get it, but I try to be as low as possible, and I'm prepared for anything at this point. So I told my manager already, I said, listen, you know, she's like, I don't think it's going to be mandatory. I said, okay. I said, and she knows, you know, how I feel about this whole thing. And she says, well, you know, if worse comes to worst, then, you know, we do what we have to do. And I said, listen, I'll have my religious exemption. You know, I do it with the flu shot. And she says, well, I'm hoping to do the same thing too, because I don't want to take it. And I talked to my pastor. I said, sis, you already know how I feel about this. You have to make some harsh decisions. We're going to have to make some decisions. I said, but you know that if they make this mandatory, then I talked to my manager. I said, I will have to leave. And she said, well, I understand. So I'm prepared to.
Well, sister, I don't need you to go. I don't need you to go real as of yet. You working in the field makes you an expert in that area. So what I like to ask you is real quick. You said you use a religious exemption for the flu shot, and it worked. They didn't pressure you when you got your religious exemption for the flu shot?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, good. So that exemption is still there for you. Now, what I wouldn't put out there for them, because this is what they want, I wouldn't put out there, well, if I'm forced to do it, then I'm going to have to leave. No.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have the you must have the liable high ground by having them fire you. So you no, I'm not quitting the job because that's the pressure they're trying to put on you, and they'll replace you with someone who'll do it. The best thing to do is you can say, well, listen, I didn't do anything against my job description, and you know, under the contract I was hired under. Okay, me receiving a medical procedure wasn't a part of my job description when I was hired. So if you're going to fire me for this, and I didn't do anything wrong as far as my job description goes, then fire me. But don't walk away. Yeah. They're trying to put pressure on you to walk away to replace you for cheaper labor who'll do it. Let them fire you. Therefore, unemployment and all that, that gives you a cushion with the money you'll get in between to make moves. Okay? The greatest commodity outside of life isn't money. It's time. So they want to give you the free time to do what you need with that money. That money could be the answer between one location or another. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, no, don't let them pressure you, because they're going to press you to fire you so they can replace you. And now they're going to say, well, you quit. Hey, I'm not responsible for your unemployment or all the perks you were supposed to get before the Coke 45. All right?
Got it.
Well, thank you. Bless you, sister. I'm glad that exemption is working. This is
the
information that people need.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to the next one here. Our people are wide woke. Stay woke. 816 area code. Thank you, sister. 816. Just hit the button. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Elder. This is Sister Tamar from Kansas City, Missouri. And
I just wanted to
say your discernment is spot on. Because I'm from Kansas City, you know, I know Mayor, he is actually Reverend Emmanuel Cleaver. He is a pastor of a church here in Kansas City.
Amen.
It's
called, and amen.
It's called St. James United Methodist.
Ain't that something?
Are you talking about the guy who was on the video? The Amen, A Woman.
Yeah, Amen and A Woman.
I'm talking about Mr. Amen and A Woman. I said, what
and
the?
Then he said before that, the one God, Brahma. Who the hell are you worshiping? Who the hell are you
worshiping? Yeah, I was like, huh? That's what they're teaching over at the United Methodist now? But yeah, he is a pastor. And been one, I mean, for many years. He was actually the mayor of Kansas City.
He was the mayor,
prior to becoming congressman. But yeah, you
son
dead
of
on
the
that
devil.
Table, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
And I didn't say it. He's outright just saying Brahma. A matter of fact, let's hear him again real quick. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I really appreciate it. All right, put on hold for 1 second. Let's hear what the black pastor got to tell the people. Do I have him or did I lose him? I may have lost
him.
He needed to be closed out. Talking about amen to an amen and an a woman. Let me get him one more time. Cleaver. Pray. Name. A man and a woman. Let me get that the son of Beelzebub. Let me see if I can pull him. Yeah, there he is right here. The son of the devil. There he is. Let me let the people check him out. There he is. Listen to him. I want to hear what you're saying. Hold up. Right here. He said, a man and a woman. Hold on. I'm finding it. Boy, I need. Where is it? Oh, yeah, I think this is him. There it is right here. Come on with all that. Not allowing that. Not going to happen. That's him right there. He said, a man and a woman. Hold on. Let me see if I can find him here. He said Democrats and Republicans were congratulating him on either side of the aisle for his prayer. Come on, would they scrub the internet with his prayer now? I just had it. The devil right here. I'll find it. Yeah, you know they're scrubbing the internet now. It was the first thing that showed. Oh, here you go. That again? Check it out, brothers and sisters. Not now. Satan. Talking about a man. They go Brahma right there. Your black pastor. He, you know, you're his constituency, huh? You didn't know that your pastor in the Christian church was praying to this guy. A man and a woman. Brahma. Who the hell is that? Okay, where's Christ at? They not even saying Jesus anymore. Lord have mercy. Let's get to the next call.
Moving on to the next call. We got what? 702 area code. 702, you're live on Blog Talk.
Shalom, how you brothers doing? Thank you for taking my call. I got a quick question that, say, I don't have a TV, and I just be watching y'all brothers from my iPad, and I was wondering if I want to get on, take the service on Sunday, the Bible class.
You mean the academy?
I be able to do
you mean
it.
The academy?
The academy.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
Well, if you have an iPad, many people use tablets. Only thing you would need to do is once you enroll, check your email and follow the directions, and it will pop up on your tablet. Every device can work. Our academy can work for.
Oh, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you for taking my call, yeah. Brother.
No problem. Bless you. And we'll see you Sunday.
Absolutely.
Bless you.
All right, moving on to the 281 area code.
Shalom, Elvis. This is Pacquiao from Houston. I was just calling because I had my supervisor to say in conversation to some other coworkers of mine today and said that she went to the doctor to get the vaccine, and they told her because she had the COVID already that the vaccine ain't going to help her, but she can come back in a month and they'll give her the shot then. And I was just listening, and I'm like, that don't even sound like, that even sounds crazy. How the vaccine ain't going to help you when you already had the COVID, when they're supposed to keep you from getting the COVID again? You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of thought that was kind of odd. But I was also looking on YouTube the other day. Have you seen where they had that the China army is being chipped? They're putting in these military and the military, they're chipping all their military. Have you seen that?
I heard about it. And a lot of foreign people are doing it. Yeah.
Yes. And they were saying that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead. And they were just saying on the news how they got over 2 million of them in their army already chipped.
Yeah, and let me drop this out. Let me drop this about the full 2 million real quick. You with me? You listening?
Mm-hmm.
The full Time. 2 million? They're going to burn in hell, okay? I want to drop that, but go ahead.
God, Elder. But that's what I was calling to say, and I'm going to be in the academy as well this weekend. So thank you, Elder Vicar and Elder Lawyer. Thank you, brothers, for your labor and your work. And I love our elder and our brethrens and our deacons in the Houston body. These brothers are on point. I am a constant, obedient sister to those brothers' leadership. So the water for you, brothers. And I love you. Shalom.
Hey, let me tell you, sister, I'm going to tell you, there's been a lot of shaking all over the earth, and finally we got the right unit in that Houston body, and hope you are ready. Because everything we were talking, it was brothers that that been in this ministry from the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be for a reason that the people that traveled all around, have been all around the world with me, is there. So listen to those brothers.
I will, right. Elder. I'm right. not going nowhere. I'm in it to win it. I'm trying to get to the kingdom, Elder.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.
I'll talk to you soon, and thank you for your support, sister.
Shalom, Elder.
I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell you. They be dropping in these movies where you have the Night King running around in, what was that thing? Game of Thrones, the Night King, and he was walking around with the dead. They've been everywhere he went, the dead would follow him. This is what's going on. Let me tell you, we don't fear nothing they're doing. They got to be out of their mind letting somebody shoot a chip up in there and that stuff. Listen, burn in hell, straight out. Okay? What's the next one? And a matter of fact, you got other people out there saying that they would line up for it. You know? And a matter of fact, listen, I'm a charitable brother, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's like this. You can have mine.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a 2-for-1. Hey, you saying that it's okay? Listen, you can have my dose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. What's next? They can get a lawyer's dose too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. 3-for-1. No, 971 area code. You know, Gabar sitting there laughing. 971 area code.
You're live on our blog.
Yeah, just hit the button. Just click it. Yeah. Because, yeah, it's not like the PCs.
Yeah.
Get used to the PCs.
Hello?
Yeah. 971, talk to us. You're live with the GOCC.
Hello?
You're live.
Hi, Elder. This is Xavier from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, how you doing, X-Man?
So I'm calling up here. Well, I'm actually transitioning back to Phoenix. I work for Amazon. And I connected with a brother down there, and I just wanted to know, because I've been watching you over a year, and I've been trying to tell my family and everybody about you guys. And is there anybody here in Portland, Oregon area? Because I kind of will feel guilty just leaving everybody behind, going back to Arizona.
Nah, see, but we don't want to open the lines for this right now. But we'll take down your number. We're going to keep things on the topic. Let me take down your number. We'll have the West Coast Elder contact you and let you know what we're doing for people on the West Coast in particular. Right?
Okay.
So
all right.
The business we got tonight is the Luciferian control over the earth. Okay? Do you know people you
mm-hmm.
think will take it?
I know a couple family members who want to take it. One's a lawyer. He doesn't know what's in it,
yeah.
And he actually went off on me and my mother for not wanting to take it, talking about how we're all stupid. That's kind of alarming. Also,
hey, listen, you can shame me all the way into heaven. That's another thing. People, this shame and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you stupid. Does that still work?
First of all, you should want to know what's in it.
Listen, I'm a lawyer. Listen, you're only smart in the area you've studied.
Mm.
So just because you went to school to be a lawyer, guess what? When I need a lawyer, I'll talk with you. Mm. I'm not going to talk to you about a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You simple as days old. The whole thing is like this, okay? The wisdom of this world is foolishness with the Most High. And through the mouth of babes will he speak to his people. The more you know, the dumber you are in this society. Who want to brag about something they got under Esau's sick mind? I got an Esau certificate. Nah, that's dumb, smart people. It's nothing without the knowledge of God. Now, that education could mean everything if you choose the right side.
Mm.
That education now can come in handy for your people if you first stand on Christ and understand the kingdom of heaven. Now your gifts can be used. But guess what? You're gonna burn in hell with your degree if you get this stuff shot in you. So a dumb lawyer. And a matter of fact, that lawyer I wouldn't hire. Okay. So anything else you have to say? Appreciate it. Let's go.
All right, moving on. We got the 986 area code.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got 408 area code. Again,
hello?
408 area code.
Yes, you're live with the Gavin of Christ Church.
Oh, well, I was just calling. First, my name is Nehemiah. I'm actually in D.C. right now.
Okay, what's going on over there?
They're
acting a fool.
Well, we've been advised to just stay in the rooms. I'm actually in the military. They haven't deployed us or nothing. I actually came into the truth like about 6 months ago, and I've been really studying this last month. But yeah. It's kind of, ever since I came into truth, being in the military, it's supposed to be a brotherhood, but honestly, I'm not going to lie, I've been feeling like separate from everybody else, like kind of left out. But anyways, out here, it's actually really crazy out here from my window. So I'm just hearing nothing but sirens all day while I was working, just news updates, notifications from the Pentagon, just be careful for your surroundings and all that. It's pretty crazy out here. And actually, I'm currently working on trying to get a religious waiver. If I could have like one of the elders for like that's in D.C. to call me or just take my number down, get in contact with me later, that would be great.
Absolutely. So are you currently active?
And I am.
You're in the room
active.
Over there? You're currently active,
yes.
In the room, and they told y'all to stay put. So stay put in case of what? In case of what?
Just some sort of retaliation against the military.
Well, we'll keep that there. Let me get your name real quick. Matter of fact, don't worry about it. I have your number. Don't put your name out there. I have your number. Don't want to do that. But we need you, brother. We need you for Christ's army. So I'll give you a call.
I actually did put my name out there in the beginning, but hey.
We'll fix that. Don't worry about it. So I have your number. Don't worry about it, brother. We need you, and I'm going to call you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. I'm not sure what time zone you guys are in. I don't know if we're in the
same
time zone.
Anytime
after 5 is good.
Well, you only hit a skip and a jump from where I am. Okay, so don't worry about it. We're that close. So, hey, brother, welcome. And it's deep. Like I told other people, I've been telling other people, there's people calling me from all different types of zones that you would never imagine. And I know the Most High is going to provide through all these components.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of people have been sitting listening for a while and been waiting for this moment and saying, well, what can I do? They're coming with it. They're part of the ministry for this time.
Absolutely.
Right? All right, next call.
All right, moving on to 917 area code. Again, 917 area code.
917.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, talk to us.
My name is Lena. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wanted to wanted to share with you guys, my mom, she's a nurse. She's a CNA in the hospital, and it's just me and my mom, really, this only family I really have, my son and my mom. And I share with her the videos and things that you guys share all the time, and she just gets a little discouraged, and it's almost like sometimes I have conversations with her, and she'll tell me, well, I don't know if I should take the vaccination, and I'm trying to tell her and encourage her and, you know, educate her on everything that's going on in this world, and, you know, And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she will take it just because she doesn't want to be financially, like, you know, like something happened and she doesn't have any income. And it just makes me really sad because she's all I have, you know, me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share that with you guys. And also, I have a son that I'm raising.
Before you go into the also, okay. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. All right. Try this, sister, because I know you don't do this. The next time you're going to see your mother, is she there? Or when she get off, you're going to see her, correct? Y'all live in the same
she
house?
Gets off in... No, she lives 30 minutes away from me.
Okay.
I live like near the city, and she lives like in the country area. But she
does she live
she's
by herself?
Here most of the yes. Yeah, she lives by herself.
Okay. All right. Y'all need to find a way close together. There's no time to be apart while they're telling everyone to stay in their homes where they can mark you based on your phone and know exactly who they can go in without resistance with. It's time to be together. If you and your mother is all you have, y'all need to find a way where y'all together. That's number one. It is no time to be alone, especially for a single woman. No, listen to what I'm saying, though. How to fix that is up to y'all, all right? But this is what I'm going to say. Outside of that, and then I'm going to give you the last word, try this with your mother. Mom, we don't pray enough. We don't pray enough. So, Mom, before you leave work, do you mind if you're with her, say, can we pray together when you're all together? And say, Mom, before you go to work, can you call me or I call you and we pray before you go to work? Pray with her. Just do regular prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. And let me tell you, that alone is going to break the ice. Because this is something out of the ordinary, something she would never expect to come from you, not you telling her what to do or what you've seen on YouTube. No, a genuine care of Mom, we need to pray together every day. There's so much stuff out there, we need to pray together. At that point, that's going to open up a trust you didn't think existed. She's going to have you as a confidant before she make that decision because of it. Pray with her. Because what happens when two or more pray in the name of the Most High in Christ, when two or more come together under anything for what's right, Christ, the Most High, is in the midst of it. Where now the convincing is more so coming from the heavens, opposed to my daughter, who, you know, the same daughter diapers I've changed. See, you need help. The advice I can give you is the advice that gives you access to the God who's given us the information. And the only way to break through is with prayer. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that because we really don't get along. Our relationship is really bad, and I really at times I don't even want to be around her because the relationship that I have with her is really toxic. And I have a son that I'm raising on my own, and I'm just more focused on, you know, putting all my attention into him.
Mm-hmm. Well, take it one day at a time, sister. Take it one day at a time. We're going to really, we'll get with you. We'll talk about you linking in with the church close to you. Are you in a church?
I am not. I tried reaching out to you guys to try to get linked up because, you know, I don't have any family. I don't have any support other than me working and my mom, and she's really going against everything that I'm believing in. So.
Okay.
Just
all right,
me
sister, let me
and my son.
Okay, let me get that's fine. Let me get your name.
Lena and
Lima. Hold on, Lima. Hold on. I got your name.
Okay.
We gotta get to the next call. I know you have more, but we have to talk outside of this, okay? Unfortunately,
okay.
I'm sorry, but I do have to get the next call. But I'm gonna write down your number and the city and state again.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we have someone right there. In
okay.
NC. Yeah, we'll have Bishop Al reach out to you, and you can we'll welcome you to the family, sister. All right,
okay? Okay. All right.
Sure.
Well, thank you,
yeah.
family.
All okay,
right.
be looking for a
thank
call.
You.
Be looking for a call between before Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right?
I will. We'll do. All right. Thank
Hold
you.
Hold on. Before we get to the next call.
All right.
Thank you. Let me get her name again. Your name?
Lima.
Lima. Okay. I got it, Lima. Okay.
L-E-M-A.
L-E-M-A. I got you, sister.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold tight. Again, I want to put this out there, remind you all that the Academy is October 10th. You don't want to miss it. Hey, we got so much information that we can't even say on YouTube without the threat of being censored. So be there. Support the work. You can go to historytimes.org. One moment. You are invited. Let's get the next call. HistoryTimes.org. Get in. You don't want to miss it based on everything that's going on the earth today. Be there. Okay. It's quite cheap to be a part of it for 3 months. Okay. Let's go.
Next, we have the 507 area code.
Good evening. Shalom, Elder Shalom.
Shalom.
I have a couple of things I wanted to say to let everybody know. One being that there is 7 versions of this coronavirus. I can't see where it is right now to let you know. Oh, here it goes. This is what they are. The 229E, which is an alpha version. 63, which is an alpha version. OC43, which is a beta version. The HKU1, which is another beta version. They have the MERS, MERS-CoV, which is a beta virus that causes the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Then they have the SARS, which is a beta virus, and that causes severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. Then they have the SARS-CoV-2, which causes the COVID-19. Now, with this COVID-19, there is currently 3 strains going around. The first strain is which is causing havoc right now. The second strain is now located in, it started here in the UK. It is now in the US, in Colorado, California, Florida, New York, Georgia, and they said they think it's possibly in Michigan. The
well, sister,
third
you
strain.
Sister, listen,
okay.
You can't go down everything you're reading. Let's get to it.
I'm getting to it. I'm almost done with it. The third strain that they have unleashed it in Africa now. Okay.
But sister, hold up, sister. Hold. Because you bring in some information according to what they're saying. That cannot be confirmed. This is what's just out there, right?
This is what the CDC is saying.
Oh, yeah. So, the CDC is controlled by Bill Gates and others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen. So, this is what I'm saying, though. If you believe any of it, you'll fall for all of it. We don't care about, all due respect to you, we apologize, but we don't care about what they're saying about that because we know that they're scaring people to get the stuff. That's why they're putting out all the variants and all that.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. Because now Bill Gates and his wife are saying that they're saying they feel that the black people and indigenous people should be the first ones to get this vaccination.
And
why?
We're saying that but we're saying the whole Gates regime, in their daddy, need to be the first to get it. That's what we're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. That's just what I'm saying. And then in that, they're trying to make people get these vaccinations, and they're saying with all of these viruses that they have out, the COVID 1, 2, and 3 strains, that you take the one shot and then you wait 28 days later and get the second shot. But now with the third strain, they said the jab that they're giving out is not working against the third strain, so they're going to have to come up with something else. But this is the thing. When they give you these vaccinations, it's not just a one-time thing. You have to get it every year. And then they're going to make you get it with the flu shot.
This is what
I'm not taking it, so they're not giving me anything.
I'm with you. Thank you, sister. We're going to place you on hold. Thanks for the report. This is what we know. They have a lot of body bags ready. Okay? They have a lot of body bags. So how you get to the body bag is up to what you choose. But all that, whether or not there's going to be 2 or 3 injections, you might not make it past the first one. So who cares how many there is? Right now, we know that there's a concentrated targeting on the veterans now who are already dealing with post-traumatic war syndrome that they diagnoses that, which is really effects from the anthrax shots, jabs they've gotten overseas with mental issues and all that. So we look for, you know, hopefully the Most High will bless their soul, but look for a lot of veterans, you know, to cross over and whoever they target next to cross over. Don't believe anything you are seeing. Believe God, believe the Bible. If you believe in it, I don't care what the CDC is saying. They're not the Most High. I can care less of what they're saying. I understand what eugenics is, and I understand they've always attacked our people through the healthcare system. Okay, now, I mean, you'll be the person where you know, what year it is. You're the guy, 1605, where a white dude comes ashore and say, I need you to get on the ship. There's a party on board. I'm not the one. We have goodies under right now. You know, just go down the steps. Oh, those chains, don't worry about it. You know, those chains are so we can rattle. You know, they're instruments. I'm not the one, 1605, getting on the ship. Because Massa or the pirate that owns the ships is claiming there's a party there. So I don't care what Esau is saying. Haters, how can something in Wuhan, China, end up concentrated in all the major cities within the United States where my people live? Does that make any sense to you? Let's get the next call.
Yes, sir. Before we get the next call, okay, we got some breaking news just said. I want to thank Brother Reggie for sending this, and this is posted on Twitter 6 hours ago. Okay, you can go ahead and read it and show the people there. Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's good. At least they're going into looking into it and all that. But listen, that's a time. I could have been learning a new precept. And all due respect, bunch of liars out there. Okay, we have breaking news. A group of what appear to be members of the Black Israelite extremist group have arrived at Congress with clubs. You can't make this stuff up. they're going to bring out every group and his mama. Are you kidding me? Oh, lawyer.
Sound like Halloween over there.
Are you? And you know what? These are not Black Israelites at all. These are some people just running around. They got guards on them with masks and sticks. These are not Israelites, folks. These are some people with sticks. And if they are Israelites, they're out of their mind. Maybe he's one of the top guys. Maybe it's a general going to get some Satan serum over there.
I don't know which group it is. You know, you got guys, you know, you can see a few of my fringes on.
Look at the pictures.
See, but sometimes I'm gonna tell you, but sometimes people go out there.
Yeah, and that's the point I was getting to.
Sometimes people go out there, Elder Lawyer, you can pick it up.
Yes, sir.
To actually be seen.
Yeah.
Here's my moment, because no one knows who I am as an Israelite. I've seen a guy get off his pickup and start with his phone prophesying on YouTube. So, yeah, I'm going to show you what the Most High said. He got out of his pickup and he's looking around. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-mm-mm.
In a parking lot somewhere. In the midst of what they call a pandemic. But I digress. May the Most High bless their soul. Go ahead, Elder Lawyer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what group this is, so I'm not going to put a label or name on who they are. You know, in the pictures, you do see the garments, the fringes, meat trees, and things of that nature. But it's just a reminder, as the Elder was stating, many times when these events take place, you have people who go out there who think that they are somehow getting in front of it. They're being seen. They're part of the action. They're prophesying. They're doing the Most High's work, not realizing that just being out there sometimes, you put yourself in the mix of something that, you know, later can and will be used against you. So sometimes it's best just to stay away from, as Elder Kabar mentioned earlier, stay away from it, okay? We watch this from afar, let this thing play out, and we're going to sneak through the back door. That's how we play this.
Yeah, I mean, it's no time to get your moment as a free extra within their theater. It is. They can't pay for this. We're volunteering ourselves as actors within Satan's play, free of charge. Like someone said earlier, this sounds like a Hollywood script.
Yeah.
No. Oh my goodness. Let's get the next one here. The next call.
Moving on to the next one. We got the 561 area code.
I tell you, it goes back to that, man. There's a party at the bottom of the ship. The girls already, they're already there.
Shalom, elders.
1605. Let's go.
Shalom, elders.
Shalom.
Good afternoon. I was looking on towards on getting baptized under your church. I'm currently in Florida, in the Florida area, and I've been like in tune with the GOCC, YouTube church, like not really like church, but my bad for wording it wrong. But I've been trying to get baptized with you guys, you know, emailing you guys and everything, but I know, like, you guys been busy and everything, so I wanted to know how can I go about that.
How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
22.
I'll be 23 in July. Oh, I'm in West Palm Beach.
West Palm, okay. Yeah, we have some people out there. May I have your name?
John, J-H-O-N.
John, okay, I'm going to give you a number to the Southern region, and you'll have a call no later than Monday.
All right, thank you very much, because the Most I've been, he's been giving me, like, awakening moments and everything, and I've been trying to enlighten my people, but I get ignored sometimes, and sometimes, you know, most people listen to me, but, you know, I'm trying to get under a church, under a body, like you said, so.
Okay, well, I have your number, John. You'll be, what's his Hebrew name, Yohanathan?
Yohanathan,
yeah. You already have a Hebrew name. John means Yohanathan in Hebrew.
Yohanathan.
Yohanathan.
All right.
I appreciate it, man.
That's for real.
My brother. Yohanathan. Right. That's strong. All right.
Thank you.
Is there any pictures of them actually doing anything?
No, they just walking with a stick. Now, maybe they walk past there all the time on their way speaking somewhere.
Yeah.
But it takes one of these Amalekian Satanists to take a picture and say, guess who showed up?
Exactly.
We got the black Israelites showing up. And they probably walk down that street every week.
Right.
On their way to a corner somewhere. I mean, it's like.
Well, it's best just to stay out the way, man.
Yeah.
And they probably would end up defending themselves or something.
Yeah.
And they'll flip that to be, okay, they had some bats trying to attack.
And, you know, listen, I grew up UPK from, even though I'm glad the Most High delivered me from that madness, from the school of UPK to the church of UPK, and I know one of these moments, I can sit around, you know, it's one thing waiting for the spaceships to come, right? And that didn't, 2000, that didn't go down. So you looking at that, yeah, don't worry about it. We got three more minutes. But I can see, even when I was up in that as a young man, I can see me getting with a brother and say, yeah, let's go and see Esau's kingdom just fall and just and blow. I want to witness this. The Most High is doing this and doing that. Man, let's just go and check out Esau just going against each other. Mm. I can see me doing that in my early 20s. Mm. Just to be a spectator and revel in the fall of Esau in the midst of all of that, not realizing I'm now being pulled into the narrative. Because mm. they have these conversations. And I've been a part of it. But this is, right now is not a time to be a part of their theater. Like you were saying as a lawyer, it's best to be a spectator right now. More so on the outside and don't get engaged in it at all. Mm-hmm. Like those properties we talking about, those signs of the end, we're not supposed to be caught up in it. The commotions.
Exactly.
The commotions. You're not supposed to be out there. You're like, well, no, that's Satan's storm right there. If I'm in it, I'm in it. And now Esau, Amalekian demons out there taking pictures. Oh, we got some black Israelites that we can make a part of the narrative. Okay, it's probably just the media. These people probably didn't mean any harm. They were just walking up the street, and the devil took a picture.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take one more call. Yeah, lay low, like the brother or the sister said there. Lay low.
You want to take next?
Yeah, let's take 210. Let's take this one. Look, a long distance one there down at the bottom. Yeah, that. Long distance. You're calling from another country, so I want to hear your perspective.
All right, 233 area. 233 area.
Country, whatever country code you're in.
Yeah, country code.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm calling from Ghana.
You're calling from Ghana. Talk to us. Give us some info.
My name is Steve. It's a pleasure talking to you, Elvis. I've been following the church for the past 8 years. I just completed my first academy and hoping to get into the next academy. Time. Yeah. My question is, I have not heard of a GOCC branch in Ghana yet, and I want to know whether the church has plans of setting up in Ghana.
In Ghana.
My other question, yes. My other question is, I was baptized in the Christian church at the age of 11, but now that... I need to be baptized in the name of Yeshaya. In case GOCC doesn't get to Ghana, will my baptism still be valid? This is my question, please.
Absolutely will your baptism be valid. And I'm glad you're going in because we're ending it with what can we do in the midst of this confusion not to get caught into it. And baptism is one of those things. Be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, where's his number at? Did he disappear?
Like he dropped off, yeah.
Oh, the brother dropped off. I'm sorry. He just dropped off. He's calling from Ghana. But don't worry about it, brother. Don't worry about it. We'll set it up where we'll help you with the baptisms over there. You know, because we do have brothers in those areas who can come into Africa and help you with the baptism until we get there. Mm-hmm. So call back. Use the 215-253-4448 number. Leave a message, and we'll get your baptism done as soon as possible to get that thing going for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take the 707 and then, yeah. Yep.
All right. 707 area code.
Hi, this is Sister B from California.
Someone says,
can you hear me?
Elder, y'all miss me every week. Well, straight cat. Straight like cat. Give me the area code of your phone number. Straight cat, whatever it was. Give me the area code of your phone number, and I'll go directly to your call. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, so I just had a quick comment about anybody who's on the fence about the vaccine. I'm a in-home caregiver, and I work closely with nurses, and actually one of my clients' daughter has been a doctor for 25 years. His nurse actually called to see if he wanted to get vaccinated, and his other daughter immediately came downstairs and said, we're not doing anything because my sister has concerns about the vaccine. So a doctor of 25 years has concerns about it is a red flag in itself. I mean, it's only been 8 months, 9 months since they've been developing it. I don't understand why people are in a hurry to get this thing. But if doctors are shying away from it, she doesn't want her father to get it, I think that's enough revelation in itself.
Okay, well, thank you, sister. Thank you for your input. Hope brothers and sisters are listening. Thank you, sister. Bless you.
Right.
I want to say this. I want to say this, especially in the chat, because I know sometimes people get a little loose in the chat. Let me tell you. All due respect, Elder, we're Israelites and we're not black. I don't understand our people. Why is there a need to try to correct everything that comes from someone's mouth? Why is there a need for that? As if I don't know we're Israelites.
Right.
But everyone that listens doesn't know we're Israelites. There's thousands of people here. So the Bible says a thing that there's wisdom in being able to be all things to all men so that you can gain a few. So if I say black sometimes, I say Israelites one time, it's on purpose. Because I know not only Israelites are falling on to this platform, you know, this worldwide platform, who can only identify as black. So I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And as a teacher, I have to understand the demographic of those that we, Christ says, he told the disciples, I'm going to send you out. He says, put down your net and I'm going to make you fishers of men. So when someone goes out to fish, and my father used to take me fishing, you would use the bait based on how deep or how high you want your hook to be to get a specific catch. So if you're an Israelite over here, I can't use the same bait to go all the way down to the person that may only understand us as being black. If I use Israelite bait with all what's online, black people are going to say, okay, by default, you might be one of these radicals that I see isn't in the spirit of Christ and God cursing people out, and by default, close their computer or stop listening. So understand, when a teacher is teaching, it's a broad audience he's teaching to. And let's get out of this thing where there's a need to correct everything that comes out of someone's mouth. It's not becoming. Okay? Be all things to all men that you will gain a few. Sometimes you'll say an Israelite, and because of 90% of what they find online is against what Christ is teaching, you can say Israelite and turn someone off from the truth. Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Putting it out there. Stop this with that need to correct people, the need to show that, you know, like, I don't know that.
Right.
You need to tell me that we're Israelites, not black people? Come on, man. It's
like the person who you teach the dietary law to. They come to your house and eat and ask them the type of meat you got on the table.
Yeah.
Like, I taught you the dietary law. Don't you think I would have enough sense not to put pork on the table, but you ask,
yeah,
what type of meat do you have on the table? That's like asking us or telling us that.
It trips me out. Everyone has become just heavenly connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them the name of the Most High, and they respect us and say, yeah, we got the name.
Right.
And they'd be like, well, yeah, we'll take this because you really didn't have nothing to do with this. Y'all off. Y'all wicked. Y'all evil. In the name of the name,
right,
that was taught by y'all. Right? It's like there's no appreciation, no gratitude. The Most High give us the time and break down the time and all that to get the calendar together so that we're all on the Sabbath together. And you have people after we go into it say, well, no, that's wrong. Where were you? You didn't tell the people that dealing with the Gregorian calendar they were wrong. You were setting your dates according to the Gregorian calendar. You didn't tell the Jewish people that their holy day was wrong. And they were dealing with Babylonian days. Israelites, anyone else, but you're going to focus on us who actually gave you the days the Most High said we should worship. Just so that you can have a need to be right, to show that you know something. There's other ways of getting recognized than shooting the messenger or coming against those who've been sent to help you. There's other ways. But, you know, it's only our people. One thing about the other nations, they don't have to step on someone to be recognized. They don't feel a need to, let me step on you so that I can be seen too. They can listen to your perspective, even if they agree or disagree, and say, well, okay, I don't agree with that. They won't even say they disagree or agree. They'll find something they agree with to add to their understanding. So that the conversation for them isn't a waste of time. So that, because you won't waste the time going back and forth. We'll look for something to debate or argue with. They'll listen for something to add to their understanding that will make them better people.
Absolutely.
That's the difference between a cursed people and everyone else. Oh, yeah, they did introduce the name. Well, isn't it a stumbling block that you out here using the name that the Most High gave them to teach you, saying that they're evil, they're wicked, they're this, they're that? Oh, well, look, you know, that stuff like logic and common sense really don't matter. Don't you know we're the cursed seed of Israel? We're supposed to kill each other. You know that? This is why we was in the bottom of slave ships. You know, that's how it goes. Black people ain't supposed to free us. They don't have applications. They don't have jobs to give me. They don't have applications to give me jobs. That's what goes down. No gratitude. But it's okay. Because why? It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. All of it. And I can't wait. Yeah.
I would say, meanwhile, the other nations are training.
Yeah. They want to talk about black, Israelite, this, that, the other. Find a way to just to disagree, agree. And guess what? Hey, the Trump supporters are shooting black targets right now. You can't find no ammunition because they have it. They have it. They training. And while we talking about I got this and I got my thyroid, I got this, that, the other, Esau is running with no shirt on right down in the cold. Doing push-ups with rocks in his pocket. Dead red, he put rocks in his pocket for weight, and it's nighttime, and he's running and letting the damn branches cut him and everything just to do it. So you can sit there and play around if you want. Let's get one more call.
Absolutely.
Let's get some sunshine up in here.
The person mentioned, you know, they didn't mean any harm by it. And we understand that. But we have to correct and deal with some of how we address
yeah.
You know.
See, we have to put it out there not to attack it.
Right.
And see, this is what's wrong with this politically correct world, that everyone get offended with everything. We're putting it out there because you may not mean any harm. But if we don't say anything about it, people get liberal and believe that they can do the same.
Exactly.
I'm moving people out of the chat all day for the same thing.
Yeah. We gotta address the mindset.
Yeah, I need y'all to respect the fact that as a teacher, we must do what? We must cast a wide net.
Absolutely.
Knowing that the majority of people that fall on this don't know anything about Israelites. Okay? So I apologize. We didn't mean to offend you, but or make an example of you or whatever the case is. But it's time, you know, it's time to put away that whole thing where we have a need to correct everything.
All right, last call. We got the. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sunshine, come on in.
Last call. We got the 340 area code.
Cut down your headphone. That is about to jump.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
So
how you doing?
Shalom, hi.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi. Hello, hi. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom.
I was Shalom. I was just thinking that this confused stupor is definitely here. I mean, at the post office the other day, I motioned to someone to say hello, and immediately they closed the car door, pulled up the windows, and locked it. It looked like a very fearful moment for them, and it
what
was
happened,
like.
repeat that again.
Repeat what happened.
I was at the post office, and I motioned hello to someone, and just right away they closed the car door, they pulled up the windows, locked it, and they were just like staring at me the whole time. They looked so afraid. And, you know, it's a moment of absurdity for those that can see. and just basically the emblem of how most people are operating right now in this world. It's so clear. Like when you were talking earlier, with the love of many waxing cold, we can't hug anymore. We must refrain from embracing, and we can see how this whole thing is unfolding and manifesting in real time from this either manufactured or, you know, or whatever is out there, this contagion of the COVID-45 virus and the uncertainty with the government and everything and everyone in a frenzy, just spinning our wheels in hysteria and delusion. And we can see the breakdown of order into chaos, which is what they want, the hopelessness. Either people do, they don't want to hear it, or you know, the truth, they don't want to hear it, or they're in a haze and can't receive anything logical or true. And it's literally like walking around in a cloud of people who are just feeling around, crying in the dark. But it's like what you were saying, Elder, earlier, because it's like the filthy who is filthy, let him be filthy still, and who's righteous, let him be righteous still. So it's becoming more and more apparent as the walls are just closing in on us. Those who desire wickedness and don't want to put down sin are cleaving on one side, you know, and we can see this season with the chipping and everything, all the physical and biological and spiritual attacks. And then those who seek righteousness or the kingdom of heaven are cleaving on the other side, on the right side. And because the news is not reported like it should by the talking heads in the U.S. or elsewhere, no one's clear about what's going on in our country or in this country or anywhere. And it's like no one fully knows even, you know, who's being maltreated or abused or it's all under a fog of confusion all around the world, even in the Americas and elsewhere, and give double honor to the teachers of the word. But we wouldn't know the truth or anything if our teachers weren't sent. So I'm grateful to the Most High for my teachers that watch for our souls in this church. And our people are the best way to learn for me, my family, to learn this meat. I know it is through the Academy, which is a wonderful platform, that Hebrew and Bible Academy. And for me, it's home. And there's no place like home, elders, and through my family staying and praying and watching together and learning in the Academy, we continue in hope and prepare. And so that's all I want to say. I'll be in the next one, in the next one, in the next one, because I just can't get enough of home. Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High.
Sister, thank
bless you.
You,
elder.
And I'm going to tell you this. Bless you, sister, and thank you. And it's good
bless
to know
you,
that the work
you.
Is appreciated. And I'm going to tell you, Elder Lawyer, I kind of had some level of withdrawals, waking up early in the morning on Sunday and didn't know what to do with myself. I'm like, it's Sunday. I was supposed to do something. But, man, just being off 1 week, Elder Lawyer, it feel like we didn't do the Academy in a month.
Yeah, it does. Seriously.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to, hey, let's hit the ground running this Sunday. Shabbat. I know he's ready, red up, and my eyes are to the, man, let me tell you, I'm on what's going on in the Capitol. This is their last event before they begin to dismantle the whole country, okay? So stay tuned, because we may just pop up out of nowhere in the midst of what's going on, okay? So stay tuned. I really believe the military, the National Guard and all that, these are events to put them in place, but really these are the distributors of the vaccines all throughout the United States. Everything else just events. This event under the emergency is a cover. Because under the Emergency Act, you can now circumvent posse comitatus, in which you're not supposed to have a standing army operating on a free soil. Okay? So I believe they're putting the military in place so they can now roll out, because what they're going to do with the healthcare workers and people like that, when they take this stuff, it's going to be many of them coming down sick and all that and going to be replaced by military. I'm going to tell you, the hospitals and doctors will be replaced by military. So I believe we're in the first phase of that by implementing the military on home soil, waiting to be deployed for whatever, for whichever order given by whichever president. And who knows? once the union split, you may have one on one area and another president on the other side. Let's see. 404 area code.
Hello.
I know Christ is going to stomp everybody out. I know that. 404 area code. Let's go.
Gentlemen, Quark, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You said yes. I think, were you in the chat?
Straight like that.
Oh, you're straight like who? That. Straight like that. I'm sorry. Every week I miss you, brother. I apologize. I got you now.
No. You're very busy, so I understand. It's no problem.
All right.
I'm calling. I keep it real quick. I know you got a lot of stuff to do. So I am in the Atlanta area. I sent out several emails to the church here inquiring about baptism. So that's one of the main things. And then I heard you a couple of weeks ago talking about, I think it was maybe on an old video. I watched so many of these GOC videos going all the way back to like 9-8 years. You mentioned something about people who would like to excel into actually teaching. You know,
yeah.
And I'm kind of like Jeremiah, where it said he got the fire in his bones for teaching his word.
Okay.
You know, I study all the time. You know, like when I get off the stream with you all, I'm not just, you know, getting off the stream and then going back cleaning up the bathroom. I got these books in front of me going over this information until the next stream. You see what I'm saying? So I do this constantly. But I'm definitely looking to get linked up with somebody in my area. And I kind of wanted to be able to have a talk with you and tell you a little bit more about my personal situation and what's going on. Because I understand everything that you say clearly. A lot of things that you teach to the congregation, a lot of people don't know, but I'm following you. Like everything that you talk about, I either already know about it or I heard something about it. So I'm right there with you. And I feel like it'll be helpful for me and for the church too. And then there's also a lot of people that look up to me that I know personally that I know if I send your video to them, they won't necessarily pay attention. But if they see me, I'm like, bro, this is what's happening. They might give it a second look. So I'm interested, and I'm going be in the academy also. It's coming up Sunday on the 10th.
Okay. Well, brother, we have your number. Let me have your name again.
My first name is Rashad.
Say that again.
It's Rashad. I'll spell it for
Rashad.
You. It's Rashad. That's correct.
And you are in ATL, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, Rashad. No, we're going to reach out to you and get this thing working. I mean, hey, you were born for this moment. If the fire is in your belly to do this truth, hey, there's no better people to do it than with us right now. So, hey, let's do it. All right, so I got you. I have your number. I'm going to pass it over to. You sent them?
Yes, sir.
You got them? You sent them all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Elder Lawyer's already on it. He sent all of those, all the numbers I have. You dealt with it?
No, sir.
Here's all the numbers for the South.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Lima. This is Rashad. And that's John.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Those are the numbers. Okay. And the brother from down from Ghana called us back, and we'll set up a baptism for you. Well, thank you, brother. Now, we'll speak with you. You'll have a call no later than Monday. All right?
Please do. And you all be careful. And I want to thank you for everything that you do. And all praise go to the Most High. Most definitely.
Thank you, brother. Welcome to the gathering. You're welcome.
I'm glad to be.
Oh. All right. I'm sorry about that, but we just conclude our broadcast as they break up Babylon as the Bible prophesied.
Mm.
Now, stay tuned for Saturday when we go into this Sabbath. Babylon the Great is fallen. The merchants are crying. That will be our broadcast Saturday. They're going to break things down, and I hope you all are ready for the next phase. Keep in mind, many shall fall, 10,000 on one side and 1,000 on the next. but none shall come nigh thee. Speaking of death, we're going to see a lot of people falling in this day, folks. Do not get caught up. Do not get drawn out, and do not bow to the beast. Okay? Let's get the last scripture, Elder Lawyer, for what people can do. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Then after that, I'm going to digress, get something to eat, and get ready. I'm going to have my, of course, our eyes is on the news to see how this, how all of this unfolds. I thank all the elders, Shapat overseas, Elder Gabbar on standby, all the elders, deacons, all the bishops, all the support we have with our wives and the sisters and all the people who've always supported this work. You were born for this moment. And we've come too far to turn back now because, you know what? Really, there is no options at this point. America is done as we once known it. Embrace that and prepare for the kingdom to come. Let's read it real quick, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. There's two quick ones. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38.
Yes.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua the Anointed, for the remission of sins, or Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit that unites us all as one. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse number 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out,
mm-hmm.
when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Exactly. So we want these sins from present going backwards to be blotted out with the opportunity towards the kingdom. And it doesn't matter if you've been listening to this since the ministry began or you've just come in at the last hour. Because why? Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, we will all receive the same penny. We're all just working to get in. Guess what? The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Doesn't matter how long. If you just woke up, change and be a part of Christ's kingdom. With that, I'm Elder Ricarcio along with Elder Lawyer. Thank you, Elder Lawyer, for assisting us tonight.
Sure.
Real time as they dismantle America. And the same time America is falling, Israel is rising. Stay prayed up, sin not. We will soon see Zion. Shalom.
Shalom.
Text me again, home, man.
Mm-hmm. I had an orange juice today.
Okay.
I had an orange juice today.
Hey, yeah, I think we're on the same boat.
GOCC baptism, is that Gmail?
Yes, sir. We're eating up to the island. Huh?
That is me.
Yeah. That's something.